This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, the Water and Sewage Corporation, and the World Athletics World Relays.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. From the Family Islands, our lovely Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. By the way, if you want to do any bookings on the show, you can call 302-2300. That's 302-2300. Well, it's coming up, folks. May 11th, there is the Bahamas Red Cross Society, Fun Run Walk Push and Mini Health Fair. Theme, Heroes Among Us. The venue, Red Cross Society Headquarters. There's a route for the Fun Run Walk Push, north from the headquarters on JFK Drive to the roundabout, west around the roundabout on JFK Drive to Lakeview Memorial Gardens, from Lakeview Memorial Gardens north on Bahama Boulevard to the main Bahama roundabout, south on Bahama Boulevard to JFK Drive, northeast on JFK Drive to the Red Cross headquarters. That's May 11th, 2024, beginning at 6 a.m. Registration fee, $30. And you can register online at www.fourseasonsracemanagement.com or in person at the Red Cross headquarters. And guess what? I have some guests from the Red Cross. I'm associated with this Fun Run Push. I have in studio Mr. Marcel Bock, Major Road Runners Club of America, RRCA certified race director, and Alicia Pinder, Bahamas Red Cross Director General. Welcome, lady and gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So glad to have you all with us. Listen, I'm a fan of the Red Cross, okay? I you know, when I was a child, one of the first entities I ever came to appreciate my entire life was the Red Cross. Whether I saw it or by way of something on the news or heard something about it in our local press, or it was associated with Lady Margaret Pindling and was it the Red Cross Fair, right?
Yes.
Massive event that used to happen on an annual basis, which I had opportunity to attend any number of times, and just was intrigued because everybody knew we were going to the Red Cross Fair.
Yes, just happened this past weekend.
Wow, I'm going on strong all these years. You know, I'm 56 years old, and I'm talking about when I was something.
Yes, we celebrated the 80th, actually.
Wow.
Annual Red Cross Fair.
That is something. Still on government grounds or where?
Well, we weren't able to because, as you may or may not know, they did all the renovations and they're not quite completed. So
that's right.
So we're gunning for it next year. So let's hope.
There you go. Well, listen, welcome. So glad to be a part of your trying to get the word out about this fun run, walk, push event. You know, I actually think when they say fun run, walk, push events, they actually are fun run, walk, push events. You know, they are fun.
Yes, indeed, they are. Really much so, Shivago. Fun where you can just come out and you can skate, you can push, you can whatever you feel like you can get along in that 3.1 mile route, just come on and have some good fun with one of these fun runs. In particular, May 11th at the Red Cross, we're going to have a very secure route. This time we're going to have the route coned off, so those that are concerned with the safety and the security of the route, we're going to have it coned off on that airport road there, so you can feel free to come on down. You can even bring your kids, because the police has agreed to work with us for a safe and secure route.
And it's a beautiful route. I mean, really, it is a beautiful route for walking, for running, for pushing. It's a beautiful route.
Indeed, it is, especially along that Bahama Boulevard there. That is a very popular running route. If you happen to be driving early in the morning, you'd, especially around about 4, 4:30, you would happen to see a few runners along that route. So if you're driving along that route, be very mindful of the runners and just pay particular attention to them and allow them to do what they love to do best.
Brother Major, is this one of them ones where, you know, I should come ready to compete and I could win like first prize, or is this just all fun? I mean, I just want you to tell me so I can figure out how to dress.
I'm happy you asked that, because here's what's going to happen. We're going to give the top five male and female runners and the top five male and female walkers in this event. They're going to get trophies, as well as we've added a very special component to the race. What's going to happen is, you know that May 11th is actually the day before Mother's Day. So we're inviting all mothers to encourage their sons and daughters to bring her out. And the first three mothers, along with their sons or daughters, to cross the finish line together will receive a very wonderful award. We have some massages for two. Yes, indeed. So we're encouraging mothers who are listening to me now to get your daughters and your sons to bring you down and register, or go online at fourseasonsracemanagement.com and register, both of you. And come on down on May 11th, and you can be eligible to win some nice prizes if you are the first three mother and either mother and son or mother and daughter, the first three to cross the line together will receive one of those wonderful prizes that has been donated to the Red Cross.
Miss Pinder, you all only do that to me because you all know I can't push my mother all the way here from Nassau, but I can wake awake next time.
I know what's going to have to happen. We're going to have to move this run to the second city.
Yes, indeed.
That's what I'm talking about.
Have a simultaneous run, both for the same day.
Yeah. You have a help on the ground. I'm going to help on the ground.
Super.
This event and these events are so important to the work that you do, because the work that you do are so important. I mean, we've all recalled the most recent set of disasters we've had in the country, and who was there? Who had to be there? The Red Cross, right?
That is so correct, and I am so pleased that in your opening remarks, you spoke about the value that you've always had for the Red Cross, and you'll be surprised how many people that we meet along the way say to us that I've always had that level of respect for the Red Cross, because when I was a child and we had some rough times, it was the Red Cross that assisted us. Or even in schools, some said a lot of the discipline and the knowledge that we got through those organs in school included the Red Cross. We have many, many members out there that are still a bit dormant, but I need you to come out, come to the fun run, walk, and health fair. It's also a health fair. It's important that for us, well-being is not only in terms of assistance, but it's also in terms of the knowledge that you need to ensure that you're healthy. That is the blood, the screening for the high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. We're going to be partnering with the Ministry of Works along with a lot of other organizations, and we're going to have other entities that deals with the wellness of the Bahamian people. They're going to all be out there. They're going to be sharing some of their wares, some free giveaways, and even vaccines. If you need to, and you should, consider the vaccines that you may have not been able to, you or your child, and we'll be out there with that as well.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff going on. Wonderful stuff going on. My first introduction to things like life-saving trips and CPR and them was by the Red Cross when I was a boy.
Yes.
just goes to show you the usefulness, right?
Indeed.
Absolutely.
So people who come out to the Fun Run Walk Push event can have their vitals taken and these kinds of things, which are so, I can't tell you how many times I've heard of people who said, I went to one of these things, they took my vitals and sent me straight to the hospital.
Yeah, there's always that. So yes, the Ministry of Health will send two teams. One will deal with non-communicable diseases, such as your diabetes, your hypertension, cholesterol, and they'll be doing testing. As well as the vaccine will be offered as well. Certain vaccines, flu vaccines, COVID vaccines. Yes, COVID is still a thing. And yes, vaccines are still important. And so this is an initiative along with USAID that we are continuing to make communities aware of how to protect themselves from these diseases. Not only lifestyle, but also those that are contracted through viruses.
Well, this text says, great show as usual. Mr. Lang, what's going on with the... I said, great show as usual. We are Bahamians. We as Bahamians are competitive by nature. I beaten the pot cake in the Fun Run Walk. I get in first place. You ain't first, you laugh.
They tell him the only way to do that is if he's registered. You get go on Four Seasons Race Management website and make sure you register so that you can beat the pot cake.
Yeah, so give us the website again.
All right, it's the word for, F-O-U-R, seasons with an S, for seasons, race, R-A-C-E, management.com. You can register on there. It's $30 per person. We also have a group rate. Those groups that are listening to me, those corporate organizations, you can either call the Red Cross headquarters or you can call me at 804-8595. Also, go on the website. There is a section on the website for a question section. You can write a question if your group is interested in registering. It's $25 for 10 or more. So we're encouraging Corporate Bahamas or those other groups that participate in all the fun runs that have been in the past. If you'd like to come down and support the Red Cross, please send your group in. We'll also have an award for the group that has the most participants. So, yeah, get your group together and come on down, have some fun, May 11th.
I mean, think about it, folks. I mean, here's actually even a family opportunity. I don't know about y'all, but it ain't so easy connecting with your younger children. Their interests are here and there and not quite yours. And I respect that. I don't get down on them. I don't want them to get down on me. We don't always have the same interest. But running for fun, walking for fun, pushing for fun is something that you can create a memory connecting and bonding with your family doing. And so that's an opportunity. If you know, it's great relationships at work make for great productivity at work. And so if you want to encourage group morale in the workplace, then here's another opportunity to do it. And do all of it in the spirit of helping an organization that's been there to help all of us.
Indeed. Yes, sir.
We also have, of course, you know, as people always, when they see the Red Cross, they expect us to bring the goods. So we will also, like I said, we will have giveaways. I saw a bicycle. Did you see a bicycle?
I did see the bicycle.
So if you want to keep fit, keep on going, you can also win a bicycle. You could also win, along with the massages, a cruise Yes.
You can run walk push for a cruise?
Yes. So after this is all said and done, you can just cruise your way to Harbor Island.
Indeed, you can. But you got to register first.
You have to register. you have to be in it.
And you have to be there. Be in it to win it. That's correct.
Yeah. And the deadline for registration is when?
The day before, which is the 10th.
Right. Okay, the 10th of May. On Mother's Day, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is the last day to register you and your mother so that you all might win that cruise.
Yes, indeed. We're encouraging persons to bring their mother. It doesn't have to be mother and daughter. It could be mother and son, mother and daughter. And once you cross the line together, you're eligible to win this cruise. You're eligible to win a massage to the, one of the leading massage parlors. You're eligible to win... all kinds of awards. So come on down, register you and your mother and partake in this fun-filled first. It's the first of its kind, Mr. Spindler.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's going to be an annual event because it's going to be added to the Red Cross annual fundraising events. So come on down, give the Red Cross your support.
So it can be mothers of all ages. And I just want to let the younger mothers know, beware. I see the ladies of older age, they're walking too, so don't watch nothing. They might just outrun you, outwalk you, so you gotta be on your game.
Indeed.
Just before you go, Mrs. Binder, I remember during the pandemic, the Red Cross was indicating how, you know, support had dipped in, you know, naturally we knew that was an economic environment. Are you seeing a rebound? And should people be aware you still need and want to have that support?
Yes, we are rebounding, but very slowly. Mm. But some of the things that will interrupt our continued flow is when our expenses continue to climb, and you know the cost of living has gone up. The cost of gas, we have our Meals on Wheels. That means that our drivers are on the road delivering hot meals every day. So that's gas, that's fuel for cooking and all of the other things. The food stuff, they've all gone up. But we continue to work, and I say it all the time, we continue even in overdraft because we cannot fold up. We are here for the Bahamian public, and we have to always maintain our presence here in order that even in the event of international support, they generally like to come through the Red Cross doing it simply because it's a name that is well known. So yes, we are continuing to strive. We have a lot of hefty bills, but that's one of the reasons why we're doing a lot of fundraisers. But we're also trying to do things to strengthen the community. So health as well as a bit of fundraising. We just really, really need the support of the public at all levels. Some people say, I don't go to fair because I don't want to eat all of that food that's heavy and greasy, but they're fanatics. So they're health fitness people. So here's your chance now to shine. So we just invite you to come on down.
Well, we are happy to support, and anything we could do to help you get the word out, please feel free to call on us. Thank you so very much. Brother Major, what you coming, first, second, third?
I got to make sure all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted.
Watching things happen.
Yes, I got to make sure I be that. Make sure the event is executed properly.
I'm spending that's your excuse to eh?
Well, my excuse is that none of my kids are here, so I don't even want to. Well, I do, but she's not going to be able to be as competitive. So I'm going to still make the run. I do not know. We asked Mr. Major, is there a prize for the person that comes in last?
We got a nice banana and apple for it. So it's a water.
I can work that. Yes. So y'all have a fantastic day. Remain. And thank you on every success for the fun run walk.
Thank you, sir.
Push events. May 11th, ladies and gentlemen, 6 a.m. Go register today. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. Right. And when we come back, we will entertain some discussions. We'll be back after this break. Everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
the best of the best, Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, Up for Sound Promotion Radio, presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Sylvie Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, Stevie S, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So the FNM, Free National Movement, is going into its national convention June 1. Of this year. Now, for those who may not know, a convention is the highest authority of a party, right? It is the occasion on which leaders of the party are elected. So the delegates to that convention represents the authority for determining who would lead the party. And so the FNM, currently led by Mr. Michael Quintard, is going in and chaired by Dr. Dwayne Sands, is going into convention, a one-day convention on June 1, 2024. And the most intriguing question presented by that convention is, who will emerge as leader of the Free National Movement? Why? It's very likely. There are circumstances under which it might not happen. Improbable circumstances, but possible any nonetheless. It is very likely that that person will lead the Free National Movement into the next general election. And should the party prevail in the next general election, then that individual would become prime minister, or be called upon to become prime minister of the Bahamas and form the government by the governor general. And why this is so intriguing beyond the who is the fact that if you look at the last 5 elections in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the election of 2002, the election of 2007, the election of 2012, the election of 2017, the election of 2021, really the last 4 elections, the Bahamian voters have changed the government each time. So if history is prologue, in particular recent history is prologue, then there is a very high probability, some might argue, that whoever is the leader of the Free National Movement is likely to become the next prime minister of the Bahamas and lead the government of the Bahamas. And so if you are an ambitious soul in the Free National Movement, desirous of becoming prime minister and leading the government, then your eyes would be set on June 1, 2024 to participate in that convention. Might also, as you could become deputy leader, and while the deputy leader of a party doesn't have to become deputy prime minister, because there's no such person named in the Constitution of the Bahamas, so you don't have to name a deputy prime minister, but we have done it, we've always done it, and it's almost always been the person who's the deputy leader of the party. It is conceivable then that that deputy leader will become deputy prime minister if the party prevails in the next general election. And there are all kinds of other permutations in which people who occupy high office in the party, in the government, even if they are not in the government itself, because they are high-ranking party officials. So it's a big convention. Big convention. Stakes are high. And the nerves are raw. former leader of the Free National Movement and former Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Dr. Hubert Minnis, says, well, we are told that he is considering it. He said, I am presently in discussions with relatives, family, etc., and at the appropriate time, I will make the announcement. That's kind of curious, actually. I am presently in discussions with relatives, family, etc. Ordinarily, you ask that question, you say, you know, I'm considering the same. I'm having discussions with my family. I'm having discussions with colleagues and that kind of stuff. But relatives, family, etc. I think I could explain that, but I won't. But that Dr. Minnis is actually considering running for leader again is like the biggest open secret on planet Earth. Don't you think? Is there anyone who's surprised that he's considering that? In fact, would you not believe that that's pretty much like what he has been seeking to do for a little while now? But he says he's considering it, and so we will have to see. He has Friday, I think, is the deadline. Is it Friday? The deadline for nominating. Someone say, all family ain't relatives. For real. But I can explain that. I think I can explain that, you know. I mean, I think some relatives are more political animals and more politically roped in and politically connected than family. So if I'm in my head thinking of the order of which I am considering a run, then I would do it in the order of the most politically influential voices for me. And I can tell you, from what I know, relatives and then family might well be the way that would shape up. There are some relatives who are extremely political and might well be saying, bro, don't fool with that. Don't fool with that. And then there may be some others who are saying, you never know. So Friday is the deadline for the nominations. And so we'll know on Friday. Let me see. I think I'm going to put on it in an envelope and seal it. What I think will happen. Of course, Michael Pintard is seeking to retain the leadership of the party, but he is recorded in the Nassau Guardian in an article as saying, I remain loyal to the FNM if I lose. And he kept that by saying, unlike some. What? Who lose and then ain't stay loyal to the party like that? He says that he's confident that having been responsive to his team, that he is in good stead. He says also, I have fearlessly held the government to account when they have mischaracterized key decisions that we made, and we have also cast a view of how we would govern differently, not just being an improvement on the PRP, but being an improvement on what we were most recently in the end. Right? So he said, if I get to govern, I'll be better than the PLP, but I'll be better than what we were before, the FNM. Right? Has Mr. Pintard been a fearless holder of the feet of government? Has he? Has he, and I'm asking you, cast a vision of governance that you believe represents better than the current? Better than the former administration of which he was a part. Do you think that Michael Pintard ought to win or retain the party's leadership over any other contender? Now, I don't know. There might be other contenders. We only know, we only talk about Dr. Minnis, but there might be others who don't. Who knows? We don't know. Should Michael Pintard retain the leadership? Has he done enough? Has he done enough to convince you that, yeah, this is probably the best bet for the FNM going forward? What do you think? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. Think about it. When we come back, maybe you'll have some thoughts. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand. Take a stand.
Yes. ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC World Relays. Be there.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Attention all New Providence customers. Are you ready to spring into savings and make this Mother's Day unforgettable? From April 26th to May 9th, pay your water and sewage bill in full and get a chance to win big. That's right, simply pay your bill and you'll be automatic 55-inch smart TV. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to treat yourself or that special mom in your life. Visit any of our water and sewage offices to learn more. Spring into savings and make this Mother's Day one to remember. Water and sewage committed to growth, committed to quality. Hurry, offer ends soon. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful day afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Listen, most people will not be a part of the convention of a political party. Most people will not be. But that does not mean that people cannot influence what happens in a political convention. Delegates are not stupid, right, to a convention. They are not ignorant. These people come from amongst you. They do. I mean, the delegates to the convention are largely elected by the constituency associations, right? So they send some delegates to the convention, and the council member, there's always a council member in, so they will be delegates to the convention. Then you have in the context of the FNM, you have the meritorious counselors, MCMs, right? So they will be delegates to the convention. I think there are folks who are on the executive council who will be delegates to the convention. These are people who live all over the Bahamas. They don't live just in Nassau or Freeport or just one constituency, the X constituency. They live all over the Bahamas. They listening to the same thing you're listening to. They hearing the same things you hear. In many instances, they feeling the same things you're feeling. And then the candidates are now, you know, sending them notes and calling them and trying to set up meetings with them because the candidates want to get their support during the course of the convention. But these people trying to beat the government. They ain't trying to be in opposition for the rest of their life. They want to be the government. Oh, you want to be the government. They know that to be the government, you need to get a majority of voters to vote for you. you are not going to get the majority of voters to vote for you if your leadership is unacceptable or unpopular with the voters. So they're listening. So the extent to which the population beyond the convention's delegate is saying, I like this one, I like that one, I like the next one, then you're going to, that can influence view who they could cast their support for, right? If delegates start talking, Dr. Minutes, in a popular way, not delegates, but the population, Dr. Minutes could come back. No question about that. If they talk the reverse, that becomes a little harder. Not a lot harder, as a matter of fact. Similarly for Mr. Pinto, but if the delegates, if the population isn't crying, Pinto, well, the delegates then, they start to wonder and waffle. But if the population is saying, yes, Pinto, then they feel more favorable. And that's why the wider population has an influence. Now, let me tell you what happens to some of you all. You don't take note of what is going on politically sometimes until the thing is upon you at election time, right? But in point of fact, these party maturation dynamics are essentially shaping the governing options for your country. That's what's happening. That's a fact. And it isn't happening because the politicians or something, there's something wrong with them and they're conspiring against you. It's happening because the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas says the leader of the party, not the leader independent, the leader of the party that has the most members elected to the House of Assembly becomes prime minister. That's the one who is called upon to become prime minister. So what happens is you get the majority of members elected. The governor general believes that you commanded the majority support in the House of Assembly, and the governor general calls on you to become prime minister. Why doesn't the governor general call on an independent candidate who may have won, and there haven't been many, but there have been some, to form the government? Because no independent candidate commands the support of the majority government. That has never happened in our country. Right? And so the party politics significantly shape the fortunes of governance in the country going forward. So whether it's Michael Pintard or Dr. Hubert Minnis or someone else, these persons, in as much as they are vying to command the leadership of the party, are in effect positioning themselves to govern the country. And so you pay attention now. You say, well, I can't vote for them. No, you can't vote for them, but you can learn now. Listen to them now. I'm analyze them now. Don't wait. Who is Michael Pintard? What is he like? What is he about? What is his interest? What are his plans? What are his policy proposals? His demeanor as a leader. What is his philosophy as a leader? What is his philosophy of life? What is his experience in government? What has been his performance in government? What do I know about him that lends to my desire to support him or his party to become the governor of the Bahamas? Same thing with Dr. Hubert Minnis. Same thing with anybody else who offers himself. And when the PLP's party time come around, you do the same thing. What do I know about Mr. Brad Davis? What do I know about his attitude? What do I know about his performance? What do I know about his experience? What do I know about his policy proposals? What do I know about his attitude to his philosophy of governance, et cetera? What has he demonstrated to me so far that tells me that I should support him or not support him going forward in the country? This is the time. Listen, you don't wait to give somebody a job and then start to think, dang, I didn't know you before they get the job. Now, if they have the job and they're coming up for renewal, now is the time to analyze, to observe, to really think about it. And I'm saying to you guys, think it. Really think about it. Okay? Think about it. And you have to think about it beyond. You have to think about it in your own interest. I mean, your own personal interest. Yes, if you want a job and need a job and you think that that's something that you have to think about and what have you, you think about that, but beyond your own personal interest. Think about it in terms of this country, institutions. This country has systems. This country has protocols. This country has policies. This country has laws. This country has infrastructure, it has assets. You have to think about who is it out there that gives us the best opportunity to succeed as a country. And think about it in the context of them going in political convention. Yeah? Think about it. I tell you something, leadership matters. Oh, it matters a lot. Matters a whole lot. Leadership sets a cap on everything. Says, what's his name now? Anyway, come back to me. Leadership matters. Jesus said, my sheep, my people are like sheep without sheep, the leader. Jesus said, if you want to become chief among them, you have to become the servant of all. Leadership matters. And when is the time to analyze a person's leadership ability? Not when you get him the job to lead. Before you give them the job to lead. And what should you be analyzing? What should you be looking at? How would I determine, should I let you lead my country? Why? What why? Why should I let you? You're listening to Z Live, I'm Shabab Alang, your host. When we come back from the break, we're gonna talk about what you can look for. We'll be back after this news break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the so-called war. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't proclaim this issue.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can Call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So we're talking about the upcoming Free National Movement Convention. June 1, well, it's upcoming. They've got some weeks, so there's a deadline for nominating. That's for all positions, I believe. Nominating. That deadline is Friday. And Friday is April 5th. And thereafter, we'll know who the contenders will be for certainly the party's leadership. We know Michael Pindad is going to reoffer himself for election. And we now know that Dr. Minnis is considering it. He's now talking to our relatives and family, etc. And so we'll know what happens then. As insofar as I don't hear much about those, but I imagine there could be some movements there, some nominations, some competition taking place there. But we'll have to see how that all goes. This text says, let me see. Text says only PLP supporters want Minnis. No sensible FNM wants Minnis. Minnis as leader is an automatic loss at the polls. Y'all believe that? That's what y'all really believe? Well, we're going to find out actually who wants who. From June 1. So we'll see. I was saying leadership matters, and it really matters a lot. And there's no perfect person, not even close. I don't know what perfect means, but if we think that there's some human being out there who has no flaws morally, intellectually, I don't know other than the Lord Jesus Christ any such human being. But and altogether, good leaders don't even have to be the kind of people you think going to be wonderful church people and all that kind of stuff. What do you want for leadership? First of all, it depends on leading what, right? It depends on leading what. You could be the most brilliant physicist in the world. Most brilliant physicist in the world. I don't want you to lead a basketball team, a baseball team, a football team, unless you are spited brilliant at that too. That's not where your leadership will shine. Right? Same thing. You could be the most brilliant English expert on planet Earth, but leading a medical team, that's not where you... So first of all, what I'm looking for matters to what I'm leading. Leading a nation is not the same as leading a country. I mean, a company is the same as leading a church is the same as leading a school. It's not. Many of the skills are important in the same way, but they're not the same thing because the scale could be entirely different. The emphasis in terms of skills could be entirely different, right? So we have to take account of, insofar as the country is concerned, what are you looking for? What matters? First of all, let me see. I am not voting for leadership for anyone who does not clearly demonstrate that they have a clear direction in which they wish to take the country. Clear direction, direction. You know, the Bible, the Constitution says the cabinet, which is where the prime minister will head as chair, it says, and would lead as the government, says shall have the general direction and control of the government. So general direction, general, it's the Constitution. So what am I looking for? I'm looking for, bro, sir, ma'am, what is the direction you say you want to take the country in? Now, if you tell me you want to lower unemployment, lowering unemployment is not direction for me of the country. That's not, that's an achievement, that's an accomplishment, that's a goal. That's not a direction. Right? Oh, I want to put a bridge between Nassau and Andros. It's not direction. It could point to direction, but it's not direction. Right? Direction speaks to those heavy weighted policy issues that move us one way or the other. So for instance, let me give you an indication of direction. If a leader of the, I do not believe that democracy is the best form of government for the Bahamas anymore. I believe that the Bahamas should become a socialist government or a authoritarian government, right? That's that direction change. Yeah, that's like real direction change, right? But socialism is more about your economic policies, right? As opposed to capitalist. So let's say someone says, I don't believe in capitalism anymore. I believe that we should become a socialist country. I believe that as a matter of governance, we should become a communist country, right? That's direction. Now you're talking about turning a society in a fundamentally different way. This isn't about taking grades of democracy. Like you say, okay, well, we want to become a republic versus what we are now. If you did that, yes, you would change some things about your being like having a president versus having a prime minister, but how does that ensure that your direction in terms of that, the way you pit it as a people, changes? No, happen. If someone says, I do not believe that the Bahamas should any longer be a fixed exchange rate economy, I think that we should let our dollar float entirely. You're changing direction because that has real implications for many things in the country. Right? What's the direction? If you listen to folk who lead us, the folk who seek to lead us, you will either get a clear sense of direction or you will not. And if you know the questions to ask, you can get it out of them. Sometimes you can provoke them to more deeply consider what it is in fact they offer or want to do. What is the direction? Let me give you an example. That the government should not own commercial assets and sought to privatize. That was a change in direction. It had to have been because many, many people were kicked right off at some of it, right? So what's the direction? That's the first thing you have to ask any person seeking your support for leadership. What's the direction you propose to take the country in, sir? Ma'am? Why would I want to know that? Would you want to be driving in a car, heading for a ditch? Or would you want to be driving in a car, not knowing where you're headed at all? Or would you rather be in a car knowing you are headed to this place for this reason? Which scenario would you prefer to be in? Because that is what leadership boils down to, right? So now I've asked you about your direction. I want to know your direction because, you know, that you fun loving and that you happen to be nice and that you happen to be articulate and you happen to be charismatic and all this kind of stuff. It's fine and dandy, but none of that tells me anything about what you wish to do with our Commonwealth in terms of direction. Like, what direction is it going in now? What direction is the Commonwealth going in now? Is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas getting more prosperous? Is it becoming more modern, whatever that means? Is it becoming more unified? Is it becoming more civil? Because these things are important to the integrity and livability of the country. Very important to the so as a matter of direction, is it becoming more educated? So you want to know what's the direction you intend to take us in? Well, come knocking to my door. Well, come giving me no call. If you cannot answer the question, what is the direction you desire to take the Commonwealth of the Bahamas in? First question. Why? Because the job you are vying for says, according to the Constitution, that you are going to be responsible for the general direction and control of the country. That's why. Whether our democracy prevails or gets shifted, that's on you. Whether our education goes in the direction of liberalism or conservatism or STEM or liberal arts or anything, that's on you. It's on you, direction. And this is, to me, part of the challenge we all face in this country is that if the Bahamas is a bus, someone please tell me what direction we are headed in. Is it north? Is it south? Is it east? Is it west? Or are we just on the bus joyriding and every now and again something kick up or something like that? Where are we going on this spaceship? Right? What's the direction? That's the question. Right? Now, secondly, once I didn't ask you what the direction is, and if you can't answer the direction, man, you don't have nothing else to talk about. Right? And you could come back to me, though. Seriously, I'm serious. Like, I'm not saying I write you off or, no, I'm saying, well, you didn't think about it much, or you didn't think about it as much as you should have, or you didn't think about it as much as you should have for entertaining a conversation with me. So you listen, please, you have time, go away, and you can come back and say, you know, I thought about your question again, and this is what I'd like to say. And I'm grateful that you asked the question because it allowed me some space in my head to really think about it, right? So it's the first thing. If you can't answer that question, we don't have anything to talk about further. This text says, regard the FNM race for leader of the party. I think PLPs are really hoping Dr. Minnis enters the race and achieves a very unlikely win, because they know a Dr. Minnis as leader of the FNM again is a sure win for Keith Bell. Okay. Okay, this text says, people don't like Minnis because the lockdown, but the lockdown had some positive effects. A lot of entrepreneurs were made because the lockdown, people got to find exactly who their partner is because of the lockdown. Okay. So there are some companies that grew out of war. Right. And so are you suggesting we needed the war and should be grateful for the war because of that? I'm not entirely sure that's the case, but okay. So so let's suppose somebody does answer the question. So, you know, Shivago, I would like us to continue in this country on a path to democracy, but I'd like that democracy to have more participation by the voters. And so I'd like us to become a stronger way. I would like the Bahamas' education system to focus more on those soft skills, those emotional intelligence skills that make for greater success in terms of work and life according to research. And so my hope is for us to impact the curriculum in such a way as to bend it more in the direction of those soft skills, while at the same time recognizing that we are in an age of intelligence and in the age of attention, and that we want to also help our children gather skills capable of helping them function in that kind of an AI world, in that kind of a world where marketing and these things matter a whole lot. And so that's one. And so you were able to answer those questions. And so now I'm going to ask you the next question. And how do you propose to do these things? Like, how do you propose to get the country moving? You're going to be the leader of the government. Now, the government can't do all things. The government has to operate within the bounds of the law and the instrumentalities of its own construct. How are you going to move us in the directions that you have proposed? So you might not have thought about it that much. And so again, it's okay. Go away, think about it, spend some time, talk to some people, do some research, and we can come back and have that conversation again. See, folks, let me tell you something, right? I do not believe in this philosophy that leadership represents this fixed, excellent rate of perfection for human beings where you are possessed of all knowledge, possessed of all wisdom, and have all skills and capabilities, etc. Nonsense. Nonsense. It is quite possible for you to come to your supporters or the people you seek to get support from, have them query you and say, you know what? I have not given that much thought, or I have not given that as much thought as I'd like. Can I get back to you, please? And I will. To do your homework. It is an illusion. It is sometimes a delusion, and it is downright egotistical and a show of immaturity for people to be unwilling to acknowledge when they are in leadership. I don't know. I don't know. I really honestly, I don't know. But I'm glad you asked me, because it tells me that I have to shore up this element of my thinking. Right? And go away and do your work. It is too often the case in this country and elsewhere, I suppose, but I'm talking about this country, too often the case that all you need to be leader of a country is you can talk or you maybe you can't talk, or you, I'm talking about personal things for people, or you happen to be a personal people like because you could go out drinking with them and you could go hanging out in the bar with them, or you could hang out to regatta with them and you could talk the talk and shoot the breeze with them and they think you're just so cool and that's enough. Or sometimes it's just enough for you to be the alternative when people like don't like the next fella. And that's enough. Well, that is not a qualification for leadership of a country. That is not what is going to get a country led in the right direction. It is not. It is not. They might be cute skills for political campaigning, etc., but they are not necessarily leadership skills. Leadership is about direction, and direction is about strategy. And strategy, in the end, matters only to the extent that one can execute it. Oftentimes, meaning you are pulling people together, not going in yelling nasty corners and having people. Listen to me. I was talking to somebody the other day, called me and say, "Can such a person work with you?" I said, "Yes, they did. My campaign, that is, when I was run." So yeah. Say all about the place, saying all kind of nasty things about you. Okay. But they did work with me very closely. They did. Right? I'm not going to diss them because they did. They're talking negatively about me. Must have their reason. And that's cool. No problem. But leaders don't try to put people against each other. You are on my team. They are on those people's team because we are both vying for the same thing. But it is an idiotic, stupid, evil, and wicked leader who has people beating on each other and tearing down each other so they can get from the leadership. You are stupid to do that. Foolish, unwise. And no good leader at all to do that. I'm not saying anybody's doing that. I'm just saying together. Best leader I know in terms of my own reference point in history is Jesus Christ. You know what he said? "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, in that you have love one for another." How will they know that you are my followers? Because you have love one for another. Among his last prayers, he prayed, "Lord, make them one, even as you and I are one." Leaders don't pit people against each other. I had a leader of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas tell me one time, tell me this. "Man, I'm tired of doing things for people. I'm tired of hearing my people say that I only do things for people who are against me." That's what a leader told me. You hear me? A person leading the Commonwealth of the Bahamas told me that. "I am tired of having my people say, I am only doing things for people who are against me." Well, so if somebody doesn't like what you did, and if somebody criticizes what you did, that means that they are against you. That's how you calculate that. You're the leader of the Bahamas. What's the rest of the people in this country? Your people? Let me tell y'all something, boy. We better wake up. Wake up. Wake up. You put petty people in power. Don't be surprised when you get what you get. And you put petty people in power. You heard what I said? You have a caller on the line. You're listening to you, caller.
All right, brother. Shivaga. Simeon here.
Yes, yes, Bishop. How are you?
Very well. I always enjoy you, and I commend you. And one of the points I found in leadership studies, to study a leader, is the leader's leadership style is an extension of his own self, his total self. If a fellow is small and kind of have an inferiority complex, He passes it on to his style of leadership. Perfect in saying that he should be broad and all as inclusive as he as he wishes. If you can lead people, if you can lead a church, if you can lead a group, if you can lead, particularly if you can lead a country, you need to be broad. Because it is made up of persons whose personality is even different from yours. So I think you need to be as inclusive. But the point I get from what you're saying is my observation is that the leader himself, his style of leadership, is something about who he is in his true person.
And yes, Bishop, and even leadership styles can matter to circumstances. So, right? So let's say someone is authoritative, some that kind of commanding person. And that's the style they tend to reflect when they lead.
Yes.
In a crisis, a style like that might be wonderful, right? Because in crises, you want people who are firm makers, right? And because you don't have a lot of room for error and time to spare. So they may not come across the most, the most gentle and likable because the moment is in crisis. For instance, you get a doctor in an emergency room shouting at people, bring me this and bring me that and put that away and do this and do that. And the next thing, nobody's paying attention to his barking orders or her barking orders on an occasion like that because there's a crisis. But when things settle down, you expect that leader to reflect now the new circumstance, and maybe they're a little bit more consultative. Maybe they're asking the nurse how's the patient faring in respect of the pain, and should they up the level of pain relief, etc. You don't mind that then, and even at the when the patient is leaving the hospital, the doctors might be hands off altogether. So you're right that your style might reflect your person, but it is also true that style could reflect the circumstances you're in, and only the wisest of leaders know how to self-correct when the circumstances change.
Well, you use the word maturity. If the person is not as mature as demands of him, then he might be inclusive. I remember, if I may. See, one of the problems we have in our country, you speak as somebody who's been in politics, I speak as a citizen with a strong social conscience. I have worked with the late Sir Lyndon Finlay. I worked with Mr. Ingram. I worked with Mr. Christie. I think that might have been the last I worked with. I found Ingram to be more workable than, we all like Finlay because of the era he came along. But I found Ingram to be more direct because his yes was yes and his no was no. And you could deal with somebody who was direct, somebody who tends to give you all the answers that he knows you want to hear. It throws you off. I didn't say, and I publicly, I publicly came out and supported Ingram. It is difficult to support somebody who looks for national leadership and you can't get a meet. And that's what I think,
And especially if you can't, you don't mind that people are really busy and therefore may not have the time, right? I mean, generally, if you want to, you can find the time, but you can excuse that. But when people are doing things that they're doing because they have determined you are against me or determined, yes, you have offended me, then they are demonstrating that immaturity that makes their leadership suspect.
I served on boards, national boards, three crime commissions with different prime ministers. So I worked with all of our prime ministers in the last 30, 40 years. And to be honest with you, the only one I couldn't get in to see was Hubert Minnis. But he and I think, had some personal bias in our personality. I do not blame him. All I'm saying is that I found my experience. I don't want to be... One of the difficulties we have in the country is it's hard to talk about politics. Political. If you say anything political, people brand you as so-and-so. I'm a Bohemian first. I believe Bohemians should look for people who they could go into and talk to, not on a personal basis, but for my community. The Backus role is the member of parliament for South Beach, and he knows that he and I talk all the time because I call him to tell him there's a lady who I believe is facing some mental challenges, and he's addressed it. I don't look to the politician for my good, but for the good of the community. And that's what we should demand more from our politicians. I spoke to a politician today because of the 13-year-old clico problem. And there's $150 million sitting somewhere in Trinidad, and the Bahamians stand to lose not getting it. All I'm saying is that Bahamians need to be more vocal and don't give a damn, not what I say, I caught you. Don't give a damn about who the political party is, but you are Bahamian, so you should speak out on things that you believe you need to.
Well, before you have to be more vocal, you have to be more thoughtful. Because that's what I'm trying to do today is to encourage people to think about what it is you want in the leadership, and think about the job. See, don't fantasize about what a leader should do. Oh, you want someone come in your community and come knock on your door and think about the job.
I'll give you ham and turkey at Christmas and day. I don't even know how I make my own ham.
Yeah, think about the job. What's the job? Yeah. The job is controlling the general direction of the country.
And when fails or succeeds, will affect me as a citizen. That's why I should have a right to call on my member of parliament or my prime minister. That's the idea.
Absolutely. Bishop, thank you very much for calling.
I know you walk the thin line. But you need to raise these issues. You know, in the Caribbean, they're using the word conscientization. You need to raise the conscience of our Bahamian before your PLD, FNM, or any kind of thing.
We appreciate you, sir. Thank you for
being with us, man.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shafar Gulang, your host. We're going to take a break, pay our respects to our wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after this break.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at World Relays Bahamas 24-hall stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
What boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that premium benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment. Guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sea Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have the regulators in the Bahamas on the show for a series of shows. These regulators are going to... help us appreciate what they do, what they are doing, and why they do it, and how they do it, so that we could all be better informed, and you can ask your questions of them about what they do. And I'm so delighted that many of them have already agreed to do it. So we're going to hear from, for instance, the Central Bank, the Bahamas Securities Commission, the Compliance Commission, the Bahamas Insurance Commission, IRPA, Revenue, and even, guess what, the Grand Bahama Port Authority. We sent them notes, we were asking them, and so hopefully they are, because they're regulators too, right? They have regulators as well. So we'll see what happens, but stay tuned for that. And that's going to happen. Let me give you the dates for that. We're going to be doing that next month, which is almost here, starting May 6th, continuing through to May 14th. All right. So we'll be occupied talking with regulators. All right. So stay tuned for that. This text says, good afternoon, sir. I had this exact conversation this morning over breakfast with my friend, but I would like your opinion on this question. You think the Bahamas is a failed state? I do not. Not even close. There is nothing that I could point to that suggested the Bahamas is a failed state. Our democracy still works insofar as the Constitution constructs it. We have elections according to law. We pass power on according to law and so forth. Still works. It passes laws. It goes and deals with the country's business insofar as its fiscal affairs is concerned. We have an institution called the Central Bank that deals with our monetary system and it regulates the financial system. It works. It continues to work. You may not be happy about your fees and all that kind of stuff, but you got your dollar, you got your money. You can go and fly away and do what you have to do. And you can only do that if the thing is working, right? We have a health system that works. It has issues. It needs improvements, but it works. We have an education system. It has issues, but it works, and so forth. We have a civil society. Not failed state, what? Nonsense. Not even close. Do you think the Bahamas is a corrupt country? I do not think that the Bahamas as a whole could be characterized as a corrupt country, but is there corruption in this country? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, at some significant levels at times. Yes, 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 yes. But as a country, are we corrupt? If you call people being unethical and having the capacity to be unethical and, you know, meaning the country's corrupt, well, yeah, then that's because the Bible says all are sin and falling short of the glory of God. But if you mean that the place is just like reeching with unethical and immoral conduct with respect to everything and almost everything, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. And this says, I believe the answer to both is hell no. You and I agreed on that. We very much agreed. We have a caller online. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, good man. You know, you wouldn't believe this. You know, I really, really suspected you would call. I did.
You know what
it just
I'm
seemed
about.
It seemed a conversation. It seemed a conversation that you could make a contribution to.
What I wanted to say, you spoke about leadership and the direction, but Mr. Lang, I believe that the direction of a country should not be determined by one man. A leader must have a vision beyond himself, because for the most part, his term may last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is. But one of these,
well,
you know, it
well,
has to come.
Well, the reality, though, is you're right. I mean, it shouldn't be determined by one man, but there's a reason why you're called the prime minister.
Right.
It's not because you're the only person who has the vision or the but you are the person who ultimately must ensure that there is one.
Should be, you know, Mr. Felix Stubbs made a profound statement in regards to the National Development Plan. And he said, until the plan comes from the bottom up, there will be no change. The country has, we as a people, we have to decide what kind of country, what do we want as a country?
But give me just a minute, because I know you can share for a little bit. But this is very important. This is very important. What you are saying, right? But we have to be practical and realistic. Otherwise, we will run afoul of getting things done. First of all of us, the people on the ground, do not get to pass a law.
Yeah.
Do not do so.
But
right? That
right.
Resides with the elected officials. So what I'm saying is, you cannot, even if everybody in this country adopts a plan, you cannot do anything with that according to the Constitution without the people who executive function of the country. That's the cabinet led by a prime minister.
That is why we need to elect people who will carry out the wishes of the people. That is what, you know, youth, they come to us and say, we are your servants, right? You said, Jesus said, who wants to be the greatest among you,
so
first of all, be a servant,
right? So Lyndon Pinder was elected by the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas in 5 straight elections. Why they elected him?
Because he was trying to wipe away every tear from every eye. But they said after him, they're wiping no tears from it. That ain't their agenda, what we've seen. Because if it was so, they would have gone back again and again and again, right? But now, Mr. Lang, times have changed, okay? Mr. Pinland came at a time.
I cannot argue with you.
Okay. You know, back in the day, we were more, the people were more sheeple, you know? And they were being led by the shepherd. Now, the sheep have come of age now. They can think for themselves. And so now things are different. And so you as a leader now must acclimatize.
Okay, but let's now test your theory. Let's test your theory. So, 30,000 people are FNMs. They call themselves that. That's their right. They want the PLPs. That's their right. They want to be that.
Right.
7,000-8,000 people are COIs. No, 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 no. Listen to me first.
I'm listening.
They do not all agree on the direction in this country. They do not.
Yeah, but...
And they are the people. They are the people.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang, but we can... I mean, you could never get a 100% agreement on anything, right?
No, but I don't want you. I don't want 100%. How about 60?
Yeah. Okay, but where you have the majority, okay, and it says that the majority rules, Mr.
So no. See, I can do you just how I want you all to do the politics. Okay, so you want a majority to determine the direction. I'm asking you, how will you determine that? How do you want that to happen? How do we determine that the majority wants the country to go in this direction? How do we determine that? Tell me.
Mr. Lang, we had a national development plan, right? That was big.
No. I'm asking you. Let's say the national development plan.
The only way that we can find out whether people want the country go, if we have a referendum, okay, that is the
okay,
only way.
So you would like us, development plan to referendum.
If that is the only way to get a consensus, then let's do it, okay?
I can't argue with you with that.
If we the people say, you know, China, they say have a plan for 100 years.
And let me ask you a question. So you think that if a national development plan, which is 500 plus pages long, I know I've read it, reviewed it, provided a report on it, etc. If it's 500 pages long, you think 60% of the voters of the Bahamas are going to read that and come to a referendum and vote for it?
No, Mr. Lang, you know, all you want is the meat, you know. All you want to know, you see, I mean, for the most part, the majority of people are not really interested like that, right? In the so-called governance of the country, okay? And we know this. Some people, they just get a voter's card just to have an ID or something like that. We know a lot of people will not even participate in the governance. But there are some, I mean, there is a, what they call civil society. There's a portion of the populace who are interested in that. And no, they're not interested in the 500 page direction. If they say, okay, we are for this in the use of our land resources and in the use of, and they understand that, and it's explained to the people. Most people may not even understand all of it, but they say, yeah, you know, that sounds
so good. They should be given a chance. They should be given a chance to vote on that document that represents a general direction for the country.
Yes, we need something. We need something, you know, administrations come and administration go. And it's like, you know, we've lost millions of dollars. One party come in. This party starts up. They don't like it. They come. This one. And we're just spinning wheels, and we're not solving any issues. BPL.
We've been dealing with that
for 100 years. You know,
we're solving some issues, not all, but not plenty, but we're solving some.
Yeah, but see, we, the FNM, I mean, all political parties, they signed on to this agreement for the national development.
Yes,
plan.
Absolutely.
So the prime minister said the plan would be reconstituted. I didn't know he must be waiting on water to pour into this plan to bring it back to life. You know what I mean? But again,
you know what is interesting is if you are not operating on a national development plan, what are you operating on?
I don't know your plan. You know, I mean, everybody got their plans. You know, and, you know, and one thing I applaud, Mr. Bo, every time he speaks, I heard him at a function, and he always harps on the same thing, whether it's banking, whatever it is, he always harps on the same thing, the National Development Plan, you know.
Always appreciate your contribution, brother. Really, thank you very much. You too, man. We have another caller on the line.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing, Chicago?
I'm good. Antoine, you hear me talking to somebody and you telling me you're trying to get a call and people be telling me I let you talk for a long time. I got to lay you all vent.
Yeah,
Everybody want that?
Why you open your tribute?
No, yeah, hey. Brother. What's happening?
Hey, Tobago.
Yes.
Why you open your like that, man?
No, no, I will make sure you. I will make sure you know, because I did. They just beat me up for giving some of y'all all the time.
Anyway, like yeah, I want to pick up on a conversation that you never completed several shows back, maybe a week, maybe even 2 weeks ago. I don't remember right now, but I remember the discussion. It was you started out the discussion by talking about the balance of power, right? And where the balance of power lies. But you picked up the conversation of marital rape, and you never went back to that conversation of the balance of power. And I never got to finish my point that I wanted to contribute on that discussion. And into your dialogue just now speaks directly, even though you all want a periphery. It spoke directly to balance of power again. And so I thought I would bring it up. Shabago, one of the biggest problems and differences with administrations of the Sullivan-Finland era, Cecil Wallace, Lucille, Kendall Isaacs, and them, and all the other great men when they were all together. One of the big differences with things that happened in the parliament and why the people were so connected with the legislation and the bills that were being presented, the legislations that were passed, referendums that would be coming down the pipe, or whatever the case may be, is because they communicated regularly, Tobago. The leaders of that era communicated regularly, and I listened to you ask to call it a question, and I was hoping that he would dive into that, but he didn't. Instead, he went in a different direction, which was not incorrect when he said referendum. But
Anton, I just want to tell you, we got 2 minutes.
Okay. The balance of power, Tobago, used to lie in the fact that every week of the members of parliament back in that era would communicate specifically what was taking place. I'd give the constituents an opportunity to give their feedback. That's the only way you can truly determine that you are governing by and in large what the people request and what the people require. Is if you were staying connected to them.
I'm gonna ask some people I know, like my mommy and them, whether that's so or not.
I was a young man going to some meetings. Chavago,
no, I went to meetings too, but I don't know how regularly they were happening for no communities like that. But I'm just saying, I'll find out.
I went to some meetings, Chavago, as a young man, even with Dr. Bernard Nottage, God rest his soul, when he was the member of parliament for Kennedy subdivision, which at the time incorporated.
But Antoine, I'm not arguing that, because I used to have constituency office hours in my constituency weekly or bi-weekly, and I used to have community meetings in the communities in my thing. So I'm just saying, you know, I'll find out how prevalent that was from others. I hear what you say.
And if you go back to the era before Dr. Nottage, which Hubert Ingram, Perry Christian, the rest of them came up in, the era before them, which would have been Sir Lyndon and those, it definitely was more prevalent back then. And it started to fade out as the decades. So anyway, I know you, out of time, Tobago.
Maybe we
can pick up the conversation another time. God bless.
For sure. Take care, man. All the best. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, how much stock do you place in a leader being personable? I find persons sometimes use these broad terms to dismiss individuals for their own. Personable is nice, you know, but that don't mean you're a good leader. And just because you're not, and so personable don't mean you're not a good leader. So it could be a nice thing to have, but it isn't an essential thing all the time. But in politics, being personable can be very helpful to getting elected. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. God bless you. He spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great evening.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.